This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Five army soldiers lost their lives during a tank warfare exercise in the Ladakh region when the stream through which the tanks were passing suddenly got flooded last night. An exercise of tank warfare was being held in Daulat Begoldi area near the line of actual control LAC. In a statement, defence spokesperson in Leh said the mishap occurred while de-inducting from a military training activity. An army T-72 tank got stuck in the Shyok River near Sasher Brangsa, eastern Ladakh, due to sudden increase in the water level. Rescue teams rushed to the location, but due to high current and water levels, the rescue mission did not succeed, and the tank crew lost their lives. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed grief over the incident. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said, "The countrymen will never forget exemplary service of the gallant soldiers to the nation." He offered condolences to the bereaved families. The Defence Minister said, "The nation stands firm with them during this hour of grief." The National Testing Agency, NTA, has announced the dates for fresh examination of the cancelled and postponed examinations. In a notification issued yesterday, the NTA said the UGC NET June 2024 examination will now be held between the 21st of August and 4th of September. The University Grants Commission National Eligibility Test, UGC NET, was cancelled a day after being conducted on the 18th of this month, as the Education Ministry received inputs that the integrity of the exam was compromised. Joint CSIR UGC NET June 2024 examination, which was postponed as a preemptive measure, will now be held from the 25th to the 27th of July. The National Common Entrance Test for admission to the four-year integrated teacher education program, which was also postponed, will now be conducted on the 10th of July. The NTA said that the All India Ayush Postgraduate Entrance Test 2024 will be held as per its actual schedule on the 6th of next month. The NTA has advised the candidates to visit its official website www.nta.ac.in for further information. The Janata Dal United today appointed Rajya Sabha member and party leader Sanjay Jha as the party national executive president. He was appointed at the party's national executive meeting that featured JDU MPs, ministers, executive members, general secretaries, secretaries and state presidents. Talking to media after his appointment, Mr. Jha said the party will try to expand it in the coming times with the assembly elections next year in Bihar. Home Minister Amit Shah has said the country is adopting best practices in the disaster management and Nation Disaster Response Force should always aim for zero casualty in the wake of any disaster. Speaking as the flag-in ceremony of mountaineering expedition Vijay, Mr. Shah said today, not only in India but wherever there is a disaster in the world, people of the country and the world look towards the NDRF. The Home Minister said the Narendra Modi government has left no stone unturned in modernizing the NDRF. In the Kashmir Valley, the annual pilgrimage to the holy cave shrine of Sri Amarnath Ji in Upper Himalayas has formally commenced this morning. The 52-day-long yatra will culminate on the auspicious occasion of Shravan Purnima on the 19th of August this year. Amid chanting of Bam Bam Bhole Har Har Mahadev Bhuke Ko Ann Pyase Ko Pani, the second batch of Sri Amarnath Ji Yatris, who had left Jammu base camp in the wee hours today, has entered the Kashmir Valley this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has conveyed best wishes to all the pilgrims on the commencement of the Holy Amarnath Yatra. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "This yatra associated with the darshan and worship of Baba Barfani infuses immense energy in the devotees of Lord Shiva." Indian Navy's indigenous stealth frigate INS Shivalik, deployed to the South China Sea and the Pacific Ocean, is participating in the 29th edition of the Biennial Rim of the Pacific Exercise, the world's largest international maritime exercise, being held in Hawaii. The exercise, hosted by the commander of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, will witness the participating forces integrate and exercise a wide range of capabilities from disaster relief to maritime security operations. In cricket, India will lock horns with South Africa in the final of Men's T20 World Cup at Barbados this evening. The match will start at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And with that, we end this news bulletin.